Hello and welcome to Fitzgerald's Park in Cork on the most incredibly sunny, fine day on a bank holiday, Easter Monday in Cork. And I've been doing something that I haven't done for a very long time, and I'd like to just give you a quick story about it. It was back in the 1970s when I first went canvassing. And I first went political canvassing in Belfast. I went up to support a candidate in the elections in Northern Ireland who was in favour of removing Articles 2 and 3 from the Irish Constitution. And that was all about recognising the right of people in Northern Ireland to decide that they didn't have to join with the South. So that's an awfully long time ago, and I only did canvassing on one day, and to be absolutely truthful, I can't remember very much details except that I was with another group of people and we believed we were doing it for a great cause. Now I'm back canvassing again. But in the meanwhile, between then and now, I did a bit of canvassing for a candidate who was trying to get elected to the Irish Parliament. A wonderful man, John McCarthy, who was a campaigner for mental health, and he was running for election in Cork. Unfortunately, he didn't win. By the way, in relation to Articles 2 and 3 of the Southern Irish Constitution, they were repealed eventually, so I felt I was on the winning side on that occasion. But I was certainly on the losing side, unfortunately, with John McCarthy. But we did get the word out there about the importance of mental health to people. Now I'm back on the campaign trail, and so far all I've been doing is making audios, interviewing people, and circulating that message via Twitter, Facebook, Google. But today, this lovely Sunday afternoon, I have been canvassing in Fitzgerald Park. That means walking around, going up to people, offering them a leaflet and asking them to vote yes in the referendum. And you might be interested in the kind of response. You know, most people that I approached took the leaflet and they said nothing. They might have said thank you. A small group of people said yes, I'll be voting yes, and you know, spoke about it with some enthusiasm. No long conversations or anything like that, but just they clearly, you could tell by their body language and the way they looked at me that they were definitely positive, guaranteed to vote people. And then there were four people. Now I'm talking about four out of perhaps 150. So four people who it was almost upsetting for them to say no. I mean, they weren't happy, they didn't look happy, and if I got anything, I got a very gruff no. So I think that the judging from this, it would suggest that there's a fair wind for change in certainly in Cork. This is a public park and people could be walking through here from any part of Ireland. There could be visitors walking through here. I mean, I'm walking past a monkey puzzle tree right now. So, and there's a fountain and a little, well, you'd hardly call it a lake, but there are lilies, water lilies, growing there, and lots of children walking around. And there are quite a lot of people from other countries who probably wouldn't have a vote here, but they'll be talking to other people, so it was good to ask them to say yes for marriage equality on May the 22nd. So my first experience, a bit different from going and knocking on people's houses, knocking at the door and interrupting them. We were all walking around the park. But I just thought I'd like to let you know what kind of a public reception I got this afternoon. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying thank you very much from the Yes campaign for the Irish referendum, May the 22nd, saying bye for now.